Well, let's do this, shall we? AMA. I'm here to answer many, but probably not all your questions. And I'm playing this playlist in the background that I'm going to post, partly as a way so I can keep my own time on track, because there's a lot of questions. All right. First request is to read some of the agreements between Apple and the user. Unbelievable. These terms and conditions create a contract between you and Apple, the agreement. Please read the agreement carefully. Confirm your understanding and acceptance of the agreement. Click Agree. A. Introduction to our services. This agreement governs your use of Apple services, the services, through which you can buy, get, license, rent, or subscribe to media, apps, and other in-app services, content. Our services are iTunes Store, App Store, Apple Books, Apple Music, and Apple News. By creating an account for use of the services in the United Kingdom, you are specifying that as your country of residence for tax purposes, home country, our services are available for your use in your home country, as well as any other EU member state in which you are temporarily present. To use our services, you need compatible hardware, software, latest version recommended and sometimes required, and internet access. Fees may apply. Our services' performance may be affected by these factors. Whew, well, that started out pretty hot. Hope you're happy. I feel like this music is distracting, so I'm going to just turn it right down and hope I can keep within a reasonable amount of time. So just press play on your own playlist. Play along with me. Now, the next question is, how would I sound if I moved down south and was trying to adopt the local jargon to fit in? Not a fucking clue. All I can draw from is, like, ridiculous movies like Shawshank Redemption or something. And I'm just going to embarrass the bejesus out of myself and say something like, have a nice day, y'all. I don't even know what local jargon might be. So, sorry if that was totally unsatisfying. Bless your heart. How do I feel about the reception of and the reactions to the denial challenge? Does it please me, surprise me? Any other thoughts? It's been amazing. It's been so satisfying and so interesting and so illuminating. And I'm feeling personally connected to many people who have reached out and kind of kept in contact through the last week or so. Just really like feeling honored to be able to witness and support and direct that's part of your journey. Yeah, it's definitely took off and became bigger than I thought, faster than I thought. Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah, it pleased me a lot. You likely know how we feel about you. Is there any message that you would like to give to us? Followers, fans, admirers, subs, doms. The message is, I'm really, actually just really grateful and happy and mutually satisfied, maybe in a different way, for your presence and your willingness. It's incredibly, well, I think you might know how it makes me feel. If not, go check out those audios. There's some moments. Am I talkative and social or shy and reserved? I'm a like an introverted extrovert. So I need time alone and I need space to just process and chill. But I am really outgoing and social. And yeah, definitely I work in a field where I need to be able to connect with people right away in order to be effective at my job. So that kind of comes naturally, I guess. Do I find it difficult to meet new people? No. I am totally that person who will talk to you in public, like in the metro station. You know, Canadians, we like to talk about the weather. Oh, yeah. I think I answered that one. Do I enjoy the company of other people? No, I like mostly people. Actually, that's not true. I hate a lot of people, and I mostly don't like a lot of people, but the people I do like, I like them a lot. I live in a big town. I live in Vancouver. How long have I been recording for GWA? Apparently, I have been recording for 114 days or something. What pushed me to do this? So there's a little story here, which is going to answer another question down the line. What pushed me to do this is I stumbled into GWA in a hilarious circumstance, which I'll talk about later. Basically, I found myself having like an unbelievably high sexual response to finding these beautiful, vulnerable, authentic people showing up with their best sexy selves, and I thought, yeah, like, I could do that, and I actually really want to, and it's a bit of a go-around, you know, giving back feelings, but it's not all altruism. I'm a complete exhibitionist, so it lets me play that out in a big way. Do I have other hobbies besides GWA? Yeah. Oh, yes, I have some hobbies. I am outdoorsy. I am creative. I make stuff. I read paper books. I hike. I love the ocean. I travel. I cook. What is my favorite color? Blue. No green. If I could be one person from history, who would I be and why? Ooh, I want to sound really, like, smart and really thought-provoking or something. I would like to be maybe Nellie McClung or, like, early suffragette feminist activists. They really, and like union activists, they really went to the line, and lots of things that I benefit from in my day-to-day life would not be possible without people who gave a shit and stood up. If anyone could spend just one day with me, how would that day go? Well, that depends what the day is. And who the anyone is. Maybe the best way to answer that would be like if there's a secret camera following around my weekend. It would be like, have coffee first and foremost, preferably within like 5 minutes of opening my eyes. Shower. Probably go out for breakfast, because I think going out for breakfast is much more achievable than going out for dinner. I'm going to just assume this is not a work day. Go do something fun outside. Probably go for a hike or go to the beach. I enjoy things like yoga and qigong and CrossFit. So some kind of a gym or active thing. probably play some guitar on the porch. That is an activity I enjoy very much. Also playing music with other people. Cook something delicious. Make some dinner. Drink some wine. And if we're going out, we're going to go out and watch live music. If we're staying in, we're going to just be like boring and fun. Watch a show. We go to bed at a reasonable hour. There would probably be some sex or masturbation in that day. Three questions. So, do I read books? Yes. What genre author do I prefer? I like to read literary nonfiction. I like to read books that dig into global problems, whether it's like, oh, you know, a food shortage that's upcoming, or climate change, or other really cheery topics. Sometimes that falls into the fiction and or like sci-fi kind of realms, but not exclusively. I'm reading a really great book called The Girls by Emma Klein right now. Apart from GWA, what other subreddits do I browse? Literally hardly any. Like Backstage and GW Audible. And sometimes I veer off and end up in some weird world of like poetry porn or like, oh my god, I was having this slightly terrifying cruise through the NoFap world the other day. But yeah, like Reddit is a pretty new world to me and I'm fine to stay in my little silo. What do I think about pegging? I think it's great. I have tried it and I have enjoyed it. What piece of media has most influenced me? There's a book that was published in, I think maybe the first publication was in the like late 90s, called Cunt. And I feel like I need to look up the author's name. But anyways, the book was called Cunt. And it was a treatise and exploration and call to arms, basically, and that was hugely influential, and put in a lot of pieces in terms of sexual positivity and queer life and identity, body positivity, unlocking and undoing shame-based narratives about how pleasure works, especially for female bodies. That was a big deal. What accents turn me on? I don't know if I really have a kink for accents. I definitely have a kink for tone of voice and timbre and delivery. So I can say what I don't necessarily love, but even that, if I didn't love it, if it had the right quality of tone of voice, would probably be just fine. What do I like content wise in audios? I'm really basic. I'm like the latte drinker of GWA. I want to listen to people getting off in their most adorned way possible. I like listening to what makes you come so fucking hard. And so typically that's like just fapping without a lot of extra talking. The 2-3-4 word challenges, especially so there's like, if it's dude voices and they're subdued voices, I find that very hot. And I don't listen to lots of women, to be honest. I like listening to myself. cats or dogs? Dogs. Give me a pupper. I don't know. Cats are so catty. Yeah. They want to like rub their butts on you. Dogs. Dogs forever. What's my favorite movie? I don't have a good answer about this. I have a lot of movies on my computer, but I also have this problem where I forget that I've seen a movie until like 10 or 15 minutes into it, and they'll be like, oh yeah, I have seen this movie. I'm really sorry, I can't answer this in a good way. What's my favorite porn video? Also a terrible answer for not, this is not going to be a satisfying forthcoming answer. I enjoy watching, if I watch porn, which is not very often, I enjoy watching like DIY, indie, really good quality, ethically made, queer, gender, fuck kind of porn. So a lot of that falls into stuff that's made by like ericalust.com or Pink and White Productions. But yeah, I don't really have like a Debbie Does Dallas kind of top. I don't even know. That just came up through the stratosphere of what's in the collective consciousness of porn. What was it like the first time I came? I don't know. I've been masturbating since I can remember, so that's just kind of like normal in my existence. Like I can't remember not knowing how to get myself off. I feel like that's just sorry if those are unsatisfying answers. Okay, 10 questions. This is seriously, wow, 10 questions. Okay, so I'm gonna whip through these. What is the dumbest / funniest sexual encounter I've ever had? Oh God. Funniest. Dumbest. They're so sometimes the same, sometimes not. I think a dumb one that I kind of just like, what even happened there? Because I was trying to hook up with this guy and we'd been like flirting and going back and forth and whatever. And when it finally came like to an opportunity where we were actually going to get down, we just like both kind of freaked out and just got like really giggly and like couldn't hang. Like it was just like, this is not happening. So then it just got awkward and hilarious. And so then we just snuggled and that was it. Probably almost never spoke again. I don't know. It's like, the fuck, what even happened there? Physical aspects of male and female bodies. So I want to include all bodies turn me on. I'm not binary exclusive by any means. Male, assigned male at birth bodies. Shoulders, chest, hands. Backs. Yeah. Female bodies. Hips. Waist. Forearms. Hands. I'm trying to stay away from like, I like cock and pussy, but obviously I like all the bits. What time of day am I the most horny? Often when I wake up. Yeah. It's like, just roll over and be like, hey, do you want to fuck? Like, right now? That is quite a regular feeling of my life. What fictional character do I want to fuck the most and why? I don't know, Tank Girl, because she's hot. I think I could roll for her. What's the last movie I saw? The Queen biopic. And it made me cry. That wasn't the movie that made me cry the most. This next question is quite good. How has any movie made me cry? If yes, tell us about that. If not, what movie had a massive emotional impact? A movie that I really remember crying about. Is that true? I don't know. Actually, wait. I might be like conflating memories here. I'm gonna have to come back to this. Do I watch stand-up comedy? A little bit. The last documentary, or no, I don't know what you call it, comedy special or whatever I watched was Nanette, the comedian Hannah Gadsby, who's amazing. I enjoy her. I enjoy Mitch Hedberg. I probably couldn't name 5 other comedians off the top of my head. How did I stumble upon GWA? So this is what I was talking about before. Well, it was almost literally a stumble. This is so Canadian. Oh my God. I decided one Sunday morning to just put the rest of the medicalized maple syrup that I had in my coffee. So it was like marijuana infused maple syrup, if you're not familiar. And I didn't really consider that like all the really potent bits had sunk to the bottom. So I was like being very efficient, and I made sure I got it all and stirred it into my coffee. And then like 2 hours later, we were supposed to go to the beach. I was supposed to go to the beach with some people. And I was like, I can't go anywhere. I am too fucking high. Oh, shit. I was so wrecked. So only thing I could do is just take to my bed. So I went to bed going, all right, I just got to ride this out. I'm just going to be high this whole afternoon. I'm just going to be high and, like, be in bed. And that's fine. So I started doing kind of like a full body relaxation exercise and tense release different muscles, you know. And I started doing like Kegel exercises and Kegel squeezes and stuff. And then I started having crazy full body orgasm experience just like out of nowhere. Holy shit. I was so fucking coming. Oh my God, what the shit. It was really amazing. And so then as that kind of subsided, I was like, I really need to just visually and like stimulate myself. So I was popped onto the internet and found some list that had like top 10 best sites for whatever. I don't know. Anyways, GWA was listed on it. Hopped onto GWA and then was like, holy Jesus, what is this pit? I'm sliding down and there's nowhere to grab on the side of it. It's just like, wow, I am deep in it immediately. Yeah, so that happened all afternoon. It was awesome. And I then, yeah, just kind of got a little obsessed for the next 3 or 4 or 5 days and then just decided to go for it. Yeah. And here we are. It was the worst date I've ever been on. Well, I was living abroad, and I was done, and probably if someone had been filming this, they would have been like, ooh, that looks like that's a date that's gone horribly wrong, because I was just, like, crying on the table at this restaurant, and threatening to leave, you know, on the next plane and just having a real hissy fit. And my person was attempting to be supportive, but was mostly making it worse. And yeah, I don't know. I don't date much, to be honest. And there was a time I tried to, so I like hooked up with this girl and we had crazy hot sex, and then I was at this party and there was drugs involved and whatever. And then the next weekend we attempted to like go out for dinner and make conversation, and it just bombed. I was like, I don't even have anything to say to you. You actually are not even that interesting to me. That was kind of a bad one. What's something about Canada that you think non-Canadians should know but don't? I think actually Canadians need to know this too. So if you're unfamiliar with the residential school history or what the apartheid system in South Africa was based on, that was based on the Canadian government deciding that they wanted to segregate and then assimilate while simultaneously starving and colonizing the First Nations people in Canada. So one of the strategies to do that was to forcibly remove all children at the age of 5 to go to residential school. And that was a 10 months of the year boarding school where all kinds of horrific, horrific abuse happened to many, many, many thousands of children. And the last one closed in 1996. It's not very long ago. And those rules still applied. So, if you didn't know, go look it up. So there's a question here about G-spot navigation for squirting purposes. I'm not sure how to do another explanation without actually doing a demonstration. And while I appreciate the question, I don't think I'm going to do that for this one. But I will flag it and do another G-spot 101 type audio. And you're welcome for the amazing audios. What's the best gift I've ever received and the best gift I've ever given? Well, I mean, I'm sure a couple days ago I would have said something like, I got a stand-up paddleboard, or like when I was, 10, I got my first ghetto blaster and it really changed my life. But I'm going to just get very cheesy and say, walking out of a catastrophic car crash was, still is, and I hope it continues to be, the gift of like gratitude and recognition that just being able to walk around and talk and use my thumbs is fucking amazing. So don't take that shit for granted. The best gift I've given to someone else. Life. I'll leave it at that. Is there a geographical stereotype of people in my region that I deeply identify with and embrace? Yes, I am wearing yoga pants right now. Yoga pant wearing, latte drinking, tree hugging, left leaning, long haired hippie people are my people. Yep. It's the West Coast, baby. Love it. Love it. Next question is, when did I discover my dominant side? So that's kind of, I've been playing for a while now, a few years. And I think where I noticed and where that started to come out was in my early 20s. And I there was like relationships prior to that where I would have exerted some of that, but in a really kind of unknowing way. I wouldn't have termed it dominance necessarily, but I knew that that was there very much, that desire. And so I had this relationship and then got into the BDSM community in my early 20s and was able to do a good amount of learning and growing and playing in those years. I think what it really came out of was I recognized that as a dom, I want to be worshipped and adored and obeyed because it feels so good. Not because I'm punitive or I enjoy causing pain, although I do definitely enjoy causing sensation and being in charge of that. I'm not into pain for pain's sake. I'm not a sadist. So then the flip side is, well, I'll just stick to that question. Yeah. So there's a little bit of a question around music. What's my favorite song? No, that's too big. I don't have a favorite single song. I can say my favorite single song right now is probably this really great song called Palante by Haraf, or Here Comes the Riff Raff. Hooray for the Riff Raff. Anyways, it's on that playlist, and it just like makes you want to stand up and do things. Recent artist bands that I've discovered it that I enjoy. Yeah. Wait, where is it? Let me go find it. Actually, I don't know if there's a lot of recent stuff. Because what happens is that typically, like, our brains want to adhere to music that's from like our early teens to mid-20s. There's actually a part of the brain that really like gloms onto that and loves it, and that often informs how our musical taste is or what emotional memory sits there for years and years and years. So I kind of am stuck in those couple decades for sure. I really love Frazee Ford. I really love Shaky Graves. I really love Valerie June. There's a lot of good music out there. My favorite instrument is guitar. Yeah. The strangest psychedelic experience I've had. I mean, aren't they all kind of strange? I don't know. The most profound or the strangest or both. Well, I think this is a good one. When I was just a wee pink-haired, psychedelically inclined teenage punk fairy Grateful Dead head, I went on Grateful Dead tour. So that involved a lot of drugs. And I decided that, yes, I should eat 10 hits of acid. Why not? I mean, why not? And proceeded to just trip balls for the next 24 hours. Like, went to a show. I got completely, completely lost. I was in this huge fairground, you know, and there's literally thousands of people camped out, and I couldn't find my way back to my camp spot, like, at all. Everything was just one big rainbow fucking swirl of, like, some... So eventually I just sat down in the middle of, like, the thoroughfare And after a while, a friend of mine came up and was like, "Hey." I was like, "Hello." He said, "We've been watching you for like an hour. You've just been sitting here." "Yes." I said, I was like 10 feet away from my tent, you know, and I didn't recognize it. I don't know if that counts as like strange in terms of transcendence or something, but I always think that's pretty hilarious. The most profound, so similarly but different, I took a lot too much acid, and I mean, I was high for fucking, I don't know, like a day and a half or something. It was a long time. And part of that was going down to the ocean and having this very, very connected experience of kind of feeling like emerging, you know, being part of and one with, and that sense of interbeing states. It was really moving and really emotional. I also left my bag on the beach and it just got eaten by the ocean and I didn't care. I was just so one with it, man. Did I watch any live Muay Thai in Thailand? Yes, I love watching live. Muay Thai is amazing. Like, it's the ritual and the dance is incredible. If I could do a duet with anyone living or dead, who do I sing with? I want to say something like my grandma. Yeah. I think I would just leave it at that. Not even famous. I would like to sing with my grandma again. What draws me to the audio medium in particular that I just don't get anywhere else? For sure, the sense of enjoying, I can project myself into the world in a particular way and enjoy the feeling that people are projecting back onto me, depending on what their needs are. And there's a weird, you know, I've mentioned it a bit in other audios, like an energetic exchange about that, that I really enjoy. And I can do that to other people, that they, I don't know what they look like, and mostly I don't care. I mostly just want to get into their mind and their pants. And it feels very intimate and authentic and forgiving. Visual erotica doesn't have that quality. It's so produced. And I can continue to live my life more or less unscathed. What kind of food would I never want to live without? Fermented things. I love making sourdough bread. I've been growing, like maintaining a starter for some time now. Pickles and kimchi and dosa and so many things that need lactobacillus and other things to grow and be delicious. Oh God, Susan Tedeschi and Emily Harris have both invited me to sing a duet with them on stage or off, but they're playing in town in different places on the same night. Which do I choose? Good question. Probably Susan Tedeschi. I just think Emily was such a fucking goddess. She's just like, I couldn't, you know. I don't have the same feelings about the Tedeschi truck band, but God damn, they're both so good, you know? I know we're gonna close this out faster than I thought, so that's fun. Unless, you know, 25 more questions come in tomorrow. Have I been in a relationship? Yes. And how did he like my dominant side? So that's an assumption. I'm totally pansexual. I will do you, your sister, and your non-binary cousin. But, yep, it is likable. I'm not going to answer that next question except with a yes, and it's fine. Do I have any kinks that are a turn off for you and I wouldn't do it to him? Would I do the fetish kink test? Sure, I'll do that and post it. I think lots more questions in there that maybe are going to take up way too much time and actually not be that interesting as a point by point. But as a broad stroke, like, I'm not really into, so I'm flat out not into incest, explicit age play, gore, vor, hard breath play, which in, like, I'm into throat play, but not breath play. Tentacles, sci-fi, high-level cosplay, fucking breeding. Don't fucking breed me. Mommy shit. Not feeling it. I'm not here to king shame you. If that's your jam, go and jam it. I'm just saying, not mine. Yeah. That's probably the, yeah, fluids, scat. The hard stuff, you know? Well, that's that for now. I'm going to call that part one. It's been a slice. Thank you for listening. And I'll pick this up if I get more questions tomorrow. And then I'll post it next week. Oh yeah, this is audio. It doesn't really matter. It'll just sit there in space forever. Okay. Bye.